Thanks, Lucy. How's it, Shukri? I'll get straight into it, not worry about why there's so many changes from the last test match or that. I'm interested in specifically the number three position. Have you made sort of any firm decisions around there? I mean, you've got a lot of options, obviously, with Tony DeZorzi, Ryan Rickerton, Matthew Brietzka. I guess you could move. I mean, you've got to find a spot for Themba Bavuma to come back somewhere as well. So do you have any sort of hard and fast thoughts about that number three position?
Morning, Ken. Morning, everybody. Yeah, I think as it stands right now, I've got my idea of who'll be occupying that number three slot. Themba bats at four, Bedders bats at five, and Aiden and Tony open the batting. So, as it stands right now, if all things being equal and depending on the balance of the side we go with, it's more than likely that Tristan Stubbs will bat at three for us.
Thank you, Ken. Nathan, then Telford.
Thank you, Lucy. Good day, Coach Shooks. On the domestic side, you've rewarded a couple of guys there with the selection of Matthew Brisky and the introduction of Ryan Rickelton.
Yeah, I think Rix was always part of the expanded of the let's call it the expanded group. So if you were to select a squad of 15, Rickleton would always be in that as the next batter up and as the keeper as well that challenges Kyle Verena. So I think Rix was always going to be in the squad. With regards to Matt, yes, he's obviously done really well over the last couple of years domestically. And he also gives us cover in various batting positions, you know. He can open the batting and bat anywhere in the top order. So he goes along as the extra batter that gives us cover. And Matt knows that. I think if you'd notice that it's a 16-man squad and not 15 as previously. If only because you have an injury and a concussion, and the next minute you need to get someone out there. So that's really what Matt goes along as, but he does give us a really nice option and gives us cover in various batting positions.
Thanks, Nathan. Telford.
Thanks, Lucy. How's it, Shukri? Shukri, you're heading back to a part of the world where, just 2 Saturdays ago, we saw perhaps the most traumatic match in the history of South African cricket, in the way it ended, certainly. And you've got a bit of a reputation as a cricketer whisperer. We all know about the famous conversation with Themba in England. And I wonder, you're going to have to do some psychology with some of the guys who are coming back there, or is it all about coaching?
Yeah, look, I mean, let's not take me back to a couple of Saturdays ago. We all know. Yeah, look, we'll see how the guys pull up. I certainly haven't reached out to any of the guys yet. I obviously just wanted to give them some time to for everything to sink in, guys that are gone to the MLC and then also the guys that will be joining us at camp in a week or so's time. I'll be catching up with them then. So I certainly didn't want to be doing any conversations just yet, but we'll see how guys pull up, give guys their space, and for them to deal with trauma is a strong word, but for them to deal with the disappointment of that final. And in the same breath, I must say how brilliantly they've done, you know. So but yeah, we move on to a different color ball now, and we'll see how the guys pull up next week, Telford. I'm certainly not going to, and if needs be that we need to tap into the psychological side of things, then we do that. That's part and parcel of it. But I'm sure that everybody will be okay.
Thanks, Telford. Can
Thanks.
you go?
Thank you very much, Lucy. Good morning, Shooks. Hope all is well. Shooks, just to hop, just to latch on to Ken's question, isn't that a bit of a big move to move a, I wouldn't say Tristan is a junior batter, but generally the number three spot is One that's generally reserved for probably one of the better batters in the team, especially with how well the West Indies tend to bowl in their own conditions.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. And that's our highly our rate, Tristan Stubbs. I think technically he's one of the best around. And I think unfairly people would have just seen him as a T20 and a white ball player. But again, I know the different formats, but you look at the way he came in the World Cup and basically commanded his space and put down his he's imprinted himself on games, you know. So I think Tristan's going to be a hell of a player. I think he is a hell of a player. He's the type of cricketer that I want at the top of the order, and I think he can. I think he's got all the makings of a top class number three batsman, and I certainly wouldn't be giving anybody something to do if I didn't think they were capable of. Certainly not hanging him out to dry, and yeah, we've got eight test matches. He'll get a really good run, and he's definitely one for the future. I think I've got to keep. Always kept one eye on the future of this test squad, and in my mind right now, Tristan is definitely part and parcel of that future of the squad. So some might say it's a big call, but I certainly won't be throwing someone in at the deep end and give him a task that I didn't think he was capable of handling.
Thanks. Can you still also hear?
Other chicks, considering you're going to Guyana, Trinidad, that part of the world, any consideration to an extra spinner in this one?
Well, we've got two in Keshav and Pity. So as things stand, we might play two spinners in Guyana. I think Guyana historically spins. But also, I think I'd be surprised if they prepared spinning tracks given their array of fast bowlers that they've got at their disposal again, you know. And someone made the point, I think Kaniso made the point, how good they are in their own conditions, and they've got a really good quartet of fast bowlers, young quicks. But historically, Guyana does spin. So Pity does give us. I don't think you're ever going to go into a match with three spinners. So if we feel that the second spinner is needed, then Pity does provide that for us. But I think we've got all our bases covered in terms of quicks, and then obviously the spin options as well.
Thanks. So here, Nathan.
Thanks again, Lucy. Shook, so just in terms of preparation, are you happy to have players partaking in the Major League Cricket joining the side 2 days before the warm-up game?
Let me just unmute myself here. Look, it's part and parcel of how things operate nowadays, you know. We've got let's call it the luxury of a warm-up game. So we've got 10 days in Trinidad before the first test match. I actually mentioned something in conversation with Themba the other day, is that it's the first time that we, as a test unit, we're going to spend an extended period of time together. You know, my first series was against the West Indies, and we got together 3 days before the time. Then we played India, got together 2 days before the time because there were one-day matches going on. And look, you've just got to roll with the punches. This is the modern-day world, and players can easily vacillate between T20 and Test match cricket. Yeah, I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable that the guys will be in America and then take the short flight across, and then we've got a week preparation there before the first test match. So, is what it is, and we'll make it work.
Thanks, Nathan. Percy, just checking if your question is in English or Afrikaans. If it's in Afrikaans, then we'll look to give you a go at the end. So please just confirm.
Thank you so much, Lucy. I'll wait until the end, Lucy. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll take Ongama, then Kaniso. Ongama, it's just breaking up. We still can't hear you, so maybe if you'll just type it in the chat box and then we'll read out the question. What I'll do is we'll just go to Kanis or Solon.
Thank you very much, Lucy.
Ngama, sorry, we still can't hear you. Are you able to please just mute yourself?
Looking at the input selection, and given that we played the West Indies ace.
Okay, I think Ungoma has just jumped off. So please go ahead, Kaniso.
Thank you very much, Lucy. Shooks, just take us through the selection of Dane Patterson in particular, and what has it got a lot to do with how he's been bowling? I mean, like in county cricket.
There are a few factors. So he was our premier fast bowler in New Zealand. He obviously in county cricket is a real workhorse. And again, he provides us cover and he gives us cover with depending on what sort of balance of attack you're going to go in with. As it stands right now, it's probably not a starter. But it's great knowing that if again, I say depending on what sort of balance we go with, if we're going with four quicks, if we're going with three quicks and we need someone to bowl long spells, then Pato gives you that option, you know. And he's a top class performer. He showed again in New Zealand if wickets were a bit more seamer friendly, he was a handful there on placid wickets. But he gives us really good cover, especially given the fact that Marco is on a rehab and conditioning break. So yeah, look, I think your frontline quicks will still be KG and Nandre, Gerald Lungi, and then again nice cover in someone like Pata. And he's a top performer domestically still. You look at how he operated in that final, picked up Pfeiffer, top class performer, seasoned pro in for Notts. And really nice having that sort of experience in the wings as well.
Thanks, Kaniso. So here.
Shooks, can you just mentioned that frontline seam is there with Lungi. Have you had a couple of chats with him recently? He hasn't played, obviously he hasn't played for a while. He's quite disappointed in missing out on the Test series last year. Just you know where he's at mentally, physically, about coming back into the side?
Yeah, by all accounts, the Oaks are putting in some really good work during the World Cup. According to Moodles and everybody that's over there. But obviously we get together next week. And we'll see where Looms is at. And that goes for some of the other guys as well that weren't at or aren't at the MLC. So we'll have a really good idea next week. But it's really nice knowing that we'll have all of those quick bowlers at our disposal. And for me it was really about giving ourselves options. Depending on balance of side we want to go in with. Two spinners, enough quick bowlers. By all accounts, Lungi is fine. But we'll find out next week when we get together for our 5-day camp in Durban.
Great, thanks. Just the question from Ngama is that Pete played in the South Africa A versus West Indies A series not so long ago. Given that most of the West Indies A players are also in the West Indies Test side, did Pete's knowledge about the opposition come into play when it comes to or when it came to his selection for this tour?
I think that's a statement, not a question, Lucy. So he's right. And the last test match Pity played, he took Pfeiffer. So and the last test match we played, Pity took Pfeiffer. So yeah, all of what Ungama mentions there are the reasons for his selection.
Thanks. Stu?
Thanks, Lucy. Morning, Shukri. Can you just go a little deeper into the Janssen omission? You make mention there of optimal physical and mental well-being. When did this sort of come to your attention that he needed to, you know, improve himself physically and whatever the mental work is that he needs to do? When did this arise?
It's been a conversation that Rob, myself, and the medical team have had for the longest time now, you know. But given the hectic schedules, and not necessarily for South Africa, but I mean, you take someone like Plank, for example, who would have had 2 months at an IPL, straight to a World Cup, straight into an MLC, and then if he had gone to the West Indies now as well, then we go bang. So the plan was always for, and you'll notice as the rest of the winter into the summer unfolds, that different guys will be getting different, will be getting breaks at different times, you know. So this is Marco's time where we felt we can do some really good work with him from a rehab and conditioning, and if there's some technical work that needs to happen. So he'll have the West Indies and Bangladesh series off. And be ready for Sri Lanka and Pakistan, and then another quick will have the Bangladesh series off and be ready for Sri Lanka and Pakistan. So it's conversations that Rob and I have been having for the like I say for the longest time now. We want to make sure that we manage these players properly. They never get time to actually do some work on their bodies and any technical stuff, you know, Yeah, so we identified this period where Marco will have his break. It's not a holiday. It's certainly one where he'll have stringent programs, and obviously Pete, together with his domestic coaches, will share whatever technical work we feel he needs doing as well. So I think this you'll find as the rest of the year unfolds, Stewie, that the different bowlers, especially the bowlers, will be getting breaks along the way.
Thanks, Stu. We're going to look to start taking the last couple of questions, starting with Morgan.
Thanks, Lucy. Hi, Shooks. You've spoken a lot now about Marco being arrested, but how much more important is Nondre's role going to become in the team now, especially with that left arm option for you guys with the ball?
Yeah, Andre, look, obviously started off like a house on fire against India. And yeah, as him and KG are the two new ball bowlers as it stands, you know. So critical. But it also, again, for guys like Lungi now to step up, Gerald to step up again, he's ready and going again. So it's all about keeping guys fresh and that pool of fast bowlers that we have at our disposal, keeping them fresh. But yeah, Nandre, everybody in that form part of that fast bowling unit, they all have critical roles to play. And as a left armer that swings the ball, obviously you've always got a good advantage. And if we feel that at some stage we play the second spinner in Pity, then the left armer becomes critical for that as well, you know. So yeah, Nandre's role is going to be key, but the same can be said for every other bowler in the team.
Thanks. We're going to go Kaniso, Keenan, and then wrapping with Percy. Kaniso, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Lucy. On the series in particular, Shukri, how important is it for the Proteas to actually get a proper foothold on the Test Championship? I mean, if you look at it, it is the start of what is a rather busy than normal test schedule for your side in particular.
Yeah, critical. We've got eight test matches left in the cycle. And whilst one doesn't want to look too far ahead, you also can't fool yourself in telling yourself that in order for you to give yourself a good crack at it, you probably need to win what, at least seven of it. So that's part of the end goal. But obviously we do know that every test series is going to be a challenging one. You know, the West Indies, They're a different kettle of fish in their own country. But if we play, not if, when we play to our full potential, I think we can obviously get the right results there. But every test match is hella important, and it adds context now, you know, with that World Test Championship. And yeah, we're still very much in the mix there, but we're going to have to play some hell of a cricket over the next few months. And yeah, starting with the West Indies.
Thanks. Can you talk, Keenan?
Thanks so much, Lucy. Hi, Shukri. Just in terms of the rehabilitation breaks that you mentioned regarding Marco and also what if a fast bowler in the series to follow, is there a sense of almost frustration or anything from your side where these are coming during red ball or during test tours and not during domestic franchise or any sort of white ball series or whatever compared to obviously the red ball? And then just a quick note, was Andrich Nokia not available up for selection for this for these squads? Thank you.
Andrich first. No, we had a conversation before the World Cup where he obviously, and I think he made it public that for now it's going to be T20, and then he'll assess things as he goes along. Certainly not available for selection. No, we'll see how Anna goes over the next few months. Look, it was never about when. Like this rehab and conditioning breaks, it was never that it impacted the red ball more. It gives me an opportunity to see what Vian is about now. Vian has been in and out, so we're still on the lookout for that all-rounder position. You know, I don't think we would have given Marco the break if we didn't feel we had adequate cover, and I believe that we have adequate cover. So it's really also about finding out about some of the other guys that have been in and around the squad for a couple of years now. And it's a great opportunity for guys like Vian, and if Ricks comes into the mix, for them to really to put their name out there, you know. So no, it was never about benefiting the white ball side and them having the luxury of playing all their leagues and then they come back tired. No, this is something we sat down, and obviously the test squad has got, it takes priority now, but then we also know that in February there's a Champions Trophy, you know, that we also need to have everybody fit and firing. So it is not a white V red ball, it's more a collaboration of the white and red ball, and making sure that at every turn we give South Africa the best chance of performing with their best players and yeah, not only getting into finals but winning it, and also World Test Championship laying claim to honours there as well.
Great, thanks, Keenan, and then we'll look to wrap with Percy.
Thank you so much, Lucy. Goeiedag, sê coach Conrad. Shukri, kan ek jou vra, net ter opsomming, ek gaan nie vir jou vra om die hele perskonferensie op te som in Afrikaans, maar net kortliks, het lyk my jy, Rob en die landse keerders moes baie in ag geneem het met die samenstelling van hierdie groep. Wat was julle denkwyse agter hierdie toetsgroep, veral met spelers soos Matthew Breedskap wat nou opgeroep word? En die tweede deel van my vraag, ek wil sorglike vraag soos Telford gevra het, dink jy die groep spelers wat allemaal nou toetskriek gaan speel, is hulle op 'n geestelike goeie plek na die teleurstellende einde van die Wêreldbeker toernooi daar in Wes en die Suiden?
Ek neem aan allemaal is op 'n goeie geestelike plek, Percy. Ons sal maar sien volgende week as ons by ons kamp uitkom, en dan ook as die spelers na die Amerikaanse liga, as ons by mekaar kom in die West-Indië, maar ek is seker almal sal in 'n geestelike goeie toestand wees. In terme van hoe ons die groep saamgestel het, ja, ek, aan die einde van die dag is dit my keuse. Ek neem natuurlik in ag wat belangrik is vir die spelers, maar aan die einde van die dag, wat is ons beste span, wat ons na die West-Indië toe kan gaan en het toetsreeks wen. Omrede of Matthew se insluiting is meer een geval van die A-span wat West-Indië toe moes gaan, se toer is nou uitgestel. So, daar is die, ek het nie daai luxury van spelers daar het nie. So ons neem maar die ekstra kolwe saam en Bredo. Hy gee vir ons cover in soveel batting kolf posisies van 1 tot 5. En dis basies die rede waarom ons hy span by mekaar gesit het. 5 fast snel bowlers, 2 spinners. Ek dink dit gee vir ons goeie cover om enige toestand of wat ook al die toestande is, dit gee vir ons 'n baie goeie kans om hier reeks te wen.